Oasis Audio presents The Pieces of Summer by Wanda E. Brunstetter, read for you by Heather Henderson. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14, verse 27. Chapter 1. Philadelphia. When Susan returned to work on Monday morning, she was surprised as well as pleased to learn that her John Doe patient had woken up from his coma. "He's still groggy from the medication," Nurse Pamela told her as they sat at the nurse's station going over the patient's charts. "But at least he's conscious." "That's really great news. The poor man has been here since January, and here it is April already. I was beginning to wonder if he'd ever wake up."
"We've all been wondering that," Pamela said with a brief nod. "It's always good to see a patient improve, and hopefully this man you call Eddie will recuperate fully."
"Was he able to say anything? Maybe tell you his name or how he got injured?" Pamela shook her blonde head.
"He responded with eye blinks when we questioned him on how he was feeling, but he was unable to talk. Most likely it's due to the injury his vocal cords sustained."
"Hopefully there's no permanent damage, and he'll be able to talk once he starts using his voice again. We need to find out who he is so we can notify his family."
Susan stepped out from behind the nurse's station. "I'm going to his room right now to check on him."
When Susan entered the patient's room, she was disappointed to see that his eyes were closed. Was he sleeping, or had he fallen back into a coma? She took his blood pressure and checked the rest of his vitals. Since there was no cause for alarm, she seated herself.